The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat! Make the trip, you won't be sorry! Dine in or take it to go, go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Rock Wars, the wake up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Just talking about this off the air, which is an awesome thing. My friend texted me last night, right before I was about to go to sleep. He texted me, and I was going to use my Oculus for evil, but he's shown me a new thing you can do with the Oculus. It's got this app. Let me find the app here. Hang on a second before we get to that. Well, damn it all. I'm in the wrong thing anyway. Come on, stupid computer. There it is. The app is, it downloads and recreates real crime scenes. And he started to send me pictures. He goes, here I am going into the JonBenet Ramsey's basement. And so you get these little photos of like all the things that were in there.
Oh man, that's creepy.
Based on the crime footage and photographs.
But cool.
But awesome. So they've recreated the whole thing. He said they have over 750 case files.
Maybe people can solve cases from this.
Maybe, if they've got it from all the court stuff. It's called Crime Door, and it does this door in your house, and you kind of move
open
in.
It up.
You, you know, take your little controller and walk right in, and the next thing you know, you're in something else. So that is going to occupy pretty much my summer, maybe the rest of my life. Because if I can just lay in bed and, you know, wander around Gretna Green and Bundy. I know it's perverted, and everybody's like, that's gross. Do you know that the top 40 podcasts in America are crime murder podcasts? We're fascinated by it. So there's entire networks based on people murdering each other now. What's the
Dateline Network?
Crime Network. There's the Snapped show that runs 24 hours a day.
Investigation TV.
All they do is 48 hours, all about every. We love murder so much, it's ridiculous. And I'll talk to people like, oh, I want to see that. Oh, you, that's disgusting. I'm like, stop it. Every TV show is based on murder. Everything we do is based on somebody getting killed.
They got Lennon. They do? Yeah, Nicole Brown Simpson.
Yeah, I saw JonBenet. I checked into the Simpson one, and then I was like, I got to go to bed. It's 11.
I'm trying to find a list.
Oh, it's fascinating to me. I would love to wander through.
Rasputin.
Even locally, I think there's a, like the news has a crime podcast. AZ Family's always talking about, check out our murder podcast. Murder podcasts are our buddy
Jimmy
Wisman's doing small town murder. Been doing it for years. He recognized that a long time ago and made bank on us. Like people love, like they go to the small towns and talk about like the most notorious murders and they joke on it. And it's great. Wisman's a genius. He and James Petrominelli.
It's got to be good then.
No, that's not right. Are you sure? Get that out of my house. You what?
Your story you just handed me.
Oh, it's not real?
No.
Somebody sent me a thing we had to authenticate. This is the type of research we do. It seemed fake, but I said to authenticate this before we give it to Brady. Headline says, stripper faces 1,000 years in prison for squirting fluid at five police officers and infecting them with chlamydia.
Oh, like, I wish that was true.
This seems like it shouldn't be true, but no, it's not. It looks like Amy Poehler. So I was super excited that the girl from Parks and Rec was doing a gonorrhea squirt on a cop.
It was hitting all the bases.
It was hitting everything I need to hear from Brady's voice. That then we had to authenticate. Toledo's found out, ruined it, that it isn't real. And that's proof that everything you're about to hear is absolutely factual.
Nothing gets by.
Nothing gets through the Toledo trap of authentication. And it's time now for the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters, and you can go to Hooters all the time. Hooters is available. I can't find the thing. Go to Hooters and get yourself some wings. That's all that really matters. I had wings last night. Ridiculous. And Hooters was the only place to go to watch the Mayweather-Paul fight if you were going to do it because it cost you $5 to get in. They paid the big bill. $5 extra because you have to charge a little something when you do a pay-per-view or you get in trouble for selling illegal whatevers. But $5 was the most I would ever pay for that. Ever. Ever. So thank you, Hooters, for being the conduit to, you know, footing the bill for our garbage. We'll float you a Lincoln and get it back to normal. But what a joke that had to be. And you ran a restaurant. When you used to do pay-per-view, they charged you like 10 times more, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
$1,000.
I think it's based on your occupancy. So,
it is.
Yeah. It's crazy because I'm sure Medea's Bar does it, right?
Oh, yeah. Your direct TV, like if you get the NFL package.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
It's not just pick it up.
It was $600 or $700 a month.
It's nuts. And that's just to have the games.
Yep.
It's crazy. So thanks to Hooters. And hopefully they made their dough back on that because, Jesus, what a joke. Brady, report it.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
Oh, you're all full up, though.
Yeah.
What was the flavor of choice between you and Curbiterbs on your double
visit? Well, the first day I went with the summer special that rolled out. Yeah. They rolled out some new summer flavors. This one you wouldn't go for. It was banana chip ice cream.
I don't know what that is.
Bananas with chocolate chips.
Oh, I'd go for that. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
But is it real bananas and real chocolate chips just in vanilla?
Yep.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
It's pretty tasty.
And so good.
It's
you guys
so
had to
good,
hit
I
it
had
again.
To put a little hot fudge on it, too. Then the next day.
Sprinkles, everything else.
And keep in mind, you landed at midnight on Friday and left somewhere around noon yesterday.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So we didn't hit the first graders was
hours.
was Saturday night after the family reunion.
So you hammered the big double scoop.
They rolled out. There's a couple of birthday celebrations at the reunion, you know, so that birthday cake and stuff. We held off on that. We didn't.
Right, because you both had a plan.
We knew. Graders was coming up.
Really, well done, by the way. That's good willpower.
That's
don't eat any
willpower.
Cake or you don't get any ice cream.
You can only have a bunny cookie, and then we'll go get to.
So you did eat cookies, and I'm sure you had
one bunny cookie.
And you had a meal. That was probably pretty thick. Barbecue, I'm guessing.
It was barbecue, yeah.
You didn't slouch on
that. I had my cousin Liz made a yummy quinoa salad.
And you took a bite
some
of that. You poured dressing all over it and put steak in it.
I had two servings of the quinoa salad. That's how good it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
On top of how much ribs.
I had some pulled pork.
Yeah.
You and I had a piece of brisket.
This weekend.
I never thought I'd hear quinoa and Brady in the same sentence.
I didn't either.
John?
Because it was dipped in butter.
Look,
and salad,
the quinoa butter salad.
I wouldn't have believed it.
Deep fried quinoa salad is phenomenal when Aunt Liz makes it.
Yeah, that's called falafel.
This weekend, you're right, there was nothing light about this weekend, okay?
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You crushed. What'd you get at the airport? Did you get some food? Was there an ice cream place at the airport?
No, but
nothing?
The family, we missed the family dinner Friday night, which was Tommy's Pizza.
Oh, boy.
We got to the hotel room and half a medium pizza was left for us there. So we had a little snack. So
they delivered the leftovers to your room?
You landed at midnight, got to your room at 1, fired down some pizza, woke up, crushed ice cream.
No. Ice cream was
ice cream Saturday
night.
So then you got breakfast Saturday.
We woke up, went to, got a bagel sandwich.
Oh, you're full of pizza from a few hours ago. You fascinate
me.
You're not human.
We slept 8 hours, John.
Okay, so you got up at 9.
Yeah.
And then had breakfast.
When you wake up, it's breakfast time.
That's right, no matter if you're full or not.
And look, we didn't go deep. We did not go deep on the pizza. It was just, you
just
know.
Just a half a pizza.
They're the square pieces.
Sure, but it's half a pizza, and I'm sure there was none
left. It was a half of a medium pizza, right. So I had like 4. If they would have left a full one,
you'd
would
eat
have
it.
Dropped. Yeah. Glad we didn't. Because then the sleeping wouldn't have been as good.
No. Well, right. Man. And Kirby was looking at you like, you're the worst example of all time, old man.
Went to Brugger's Bagels with my aunt and then next door. We stopped at Whole Foods because we were meeting people.
Tomorrow.
Well, they had to, we had to bring stuff to the barbecue. Wow.
Was there a stop that did not involve food?
Like one stop.
That did not involve
don't even answer.
Returning the rental car.
Maybe there was something left in the
rental car.
Yeah. There was not one. Everything had a meal attached.
A sample, something. had a tasting. Every stop.
God damn it, I'm proud of you. You're loyal to it. You're loyal to the character. They know you so well that they didn't even know what room you were in. Well, thank you for you'll be in room 505. And also, Mr. Bogan, someone's left you a gift already. Half of a pizza, used pizza, is awaiting you.
The family knows me.
They went to the hotel and dumped off their leftovers.
Yeah, from the...
That's what
because, well, that was my brother.
They could have brought you a whole pizza.
Right. I asked him.
He just said it's a good thing they didn't.
Yeah, well, I know, but still.
They probably thought...
Well, here's how that went down. I asked him, I said, oh, why don't you get one? And you can. He goes, I'll get one and I'll drop it off, amazing. You know. But he goes over to the all the family gets together over at my aunt's, and they decide to have Tommy's Pizza. So my brother's like, well, I'll just bring some left over there. I don't have to buy a pizza.
Because you know that when your brother lands in a new city at midnight, he's got to eat.
He knows.
Did you eat on the plane? Did you get a meal on the plane?
No.
Did you have dinner before?
No.
You didn't?
No, we knew we were going to have the Tommy's.
You knew Tommy's was
because
waiting.
Technically that was 8 o'clock when we landed, our time.
Right. So it was about dinner time.
Yeah, it was a little late.
Dinner, well, you said you got in at midnight, like 11:56. So it was almost 9.
Yeah, almost 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Right.
So it was a little late dinner for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Then right to bed because you got to wake up and eat bagels.
Got up about 9 o'clock, food. Bagels.
You're amazing.
Whole Foods, we had to bring your own beverages.
Sure.
Machine.
So I picked up a 6-pack of Narragansett Shandies.
Okay. Don't know what that is.
Narragansett was the beer that...
I mean, Kirby put away.
Sounds gay.
That Shaw.
That was Colt 45.
Robert Shaw drank on Jaws.
Oh, God.
Remember the movie Jaws?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. That was the can that he drank and crushed on.
Right. So East you Coast naturally, beer. 45 years
I
later.
I have that in my collection. I'm like, oh, Narragansett's making beer again?
Right.
I tried
it. Gotta have delicious shandy.
I'll just stick to the old Colt 45. My belly is on fire, Daddy. Can we take a break?
Breaks are for pussies. Buy what you want for the barbecue.
And then straight to the barbecue. People usually eat barbecue about 3, so you're there a little early.
We got there at 12:30, 1.
Started prepping.
No, the barbecue didn't. It
cookies.
Was 5 hours.
No kidding.
But they had, you know, chips.
Yeah, you were eating all day. You were grazing all day. It's a big
Spanish
weekend.
Dip.
Get your ice cream.
Shrimp cocktail. I mean, a gigantic bowl of it.
Man.
It's amazing. Proud of you. I feel bad for Moon Valley Plumbing, but I'm proud of you.
Thank God they had 60 acres. We could just
load it.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds great, Brady. Your weekend sounds exhilarating.
It's good times.
The gut
brunch, Sunday
plumbing.
Brunch at my sister's house.
After the ice cream or before?
Ice cream just before we left for the airport.
Oh, okay. So you had the brunch.
Yeah.
And ran back to Grainger's.
Brunch was done at 11 and then hit Grainger's at 3.
And how, and where'd you get that? Where'd you get the banana chips again?
I went with salted caramel.
You're special.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was. It was special.
That was good, Curbs.
Daddy.
Oh, by the way,
I'm dying.
I got it in the mini Diamondbacks helmet.
Oh.
They had the special going on where you get the mini helmets. I forgot about those.
Oh, things. Fantastic.
Yeah. Brought that
so you got
back.
A souvenir.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Hey, you know what Kirby got?
Kirby
diabetes.
Has-
good job, Dad.
She grew an inch over the weekend.
She's not stopping.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Might have to get her bones checked. I don't think that stuff that's supposed to coat the ends to stop the growth is happening. She's going to be 6 feet now.
Close.
And the shoe
ridiculous.
Size, too.
And it's...
And the shoe size. Yeah, is her shoe the same? Because I got these shoes to
they're
give
probably
her.
Not going to fit her anymore.
I'm going to waste time with this. I'm just going to hand her a pair she's already grown out of.
Why'd you have to ask me that?
Her feet are bigger.
No comment.
She's a men's
la,
11
la,
now?
La.
We got to do something.
That's Vans.
She had to get it doesn't matter. It's an 11. A men's 11? We got to put a stop to this. There's
I'm
shots.
A little worried.
There's shots you can give her to slow this. Her
I'm
ligaments
not,
are going to blow
worried,
up.
But
you're a little worried.
El Gigante.
Don't call her El Gigante, Brady. That's your daughter.
La Gigante.
Would it be La Giganta?
I don't know.
But look it up, Brett. How do you call Brady's daughter the giant? What an insensitive prick.
My daughter
but I'm
the
laughing.
Giant.
You're horrible.
She's She's awesome.
She's awesome. There's no doubt. And don't tell her different. She'll kick the crap out of you. She's massive. 6 feet, size 11s are going in your ass. La gigante. And I say a girl giant.
That's an Italian.
Oh, well, of course. I didn't ask for that, but why not?
Elegante.
Wait a minute. It says.
And here's Spanish.
Big bitch. That's not Italian. That's, you went to the urban. What's the. the phrases. I'd like to introduce my daughter, the giant. Mi gustaría presentarle a mi hija el gigante. Mi hija el gigante.
You're a jerk.
But got a couple of basic
the
fun
reason
facts.
You're a jerk is because you know I'm going to run with it. You started it. And I'll catch
you
all the emails. I'll catch all the emails, but you're the one who started it.
I'm proud of her.
You should be. She's breaking records.
Keep it going.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There was a couple on the flight in front of us. The guy was 7 foot,
right,
and his wife, very attractive couple. He was a 7-footer, and she must have been 6'4".
Right.
Yeah.
So you're hoping for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Has conocido a mi hija, ella es un gigante, which is, have you seen my daughter? She is a giant. Why Spanish? Who cares? Because Brady called his own daughter El Gigante. You're going to get your nuts kicked in by those giant clown feet. Daddy, I didn't like today's show whatsoever, my friend. It's take that and that and that.
That's why I'm laughing now.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Wear a cup.
There are four NFL teams that have won every Super Bowl they've ever played in.
Well, does that count just the one-timers?
Well, there are... Yes, it does.
Gotcha. Oh, that's...
But there's a total of four. So.
That have won every time they've gone.
Yeah.
Mm.
49ers?
No,
49ers don't, just lost.
They lost just this last
yep.
couple, to the Ravens.
Yep.
And the Ravens have done it.
The most recent one.
The Ravens are a team
2-0.
2-0. I believe
Buccaneers?
The Giants.
Buccaneers, 2-0.
The Giants have never lost one.
Giants.
They're 4-0, right?
Incorrect.
Who did they lose to? Oh, the Bills.
Yeah,
what am
that's
I?
Right.
No, no, no. They beat the Bills. What am I talking
about?
Who did the Giants lose to? I don't know.
They didn't lose to New England. They beat New England one time.
Twice.
Did they lose to?
Oh, they lost to the Ravens.
Yeah.
That was 2001. That was the Kerry Collins.
That was the Ravens' second win.
That's
right. Okay. But it is a New York team, the Jets.
The Jets, so they're 1-0. That barely
counts.
And
then there's one more.
Kansas City.
Four teams.
No, they lost this year.
Packers?
No.
Packers?
No.
No, Packers lost to the Broncos.
That's tough.
Drew Brees.
Oh, the Saints.
New Orleans.
That's a one and done. Hey, Daddy. This giant's going to kick your ass. Hola, papi. Este gigante te va a patear el trancero. That's right, Daddy. In English and Spanish, your nuts are going to ache tonight. She's size 11 now, so I shouldn't bring her the shoes.
Yeah, bring them.
Why?
They'll work.
They're 10
That's
and a half.
That's just on that one.
Men's.
Oh, you should be fine.
You sure?
If not, we'll give them.
You'll sell them? You'll give them right back to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. This guy.
Be on offer.
Give them me and I'll sell them. I'll get some offshoots that'll say, here you go, brand new.
There's people that will remain
swoosh comes off
unmentioned in my life, but we've given them things that they said they wanted. Like, oh, we don't need this blender or whatever, this bullet thing. And they packaged it up and gave it as a gift to another family member. And then say he needed it.
They told you this?
Yeah.
You don't tell it. Even if you do it, you don't say it.
And then there's this TV that we're not using. And I was like, well, give it to them in their new place. And then offered up. I'm not saying who it is because they'll get mad. Offered it up and they're like, oh, that'd be nice. Our grandson needs a TV. It's like, no, no, no. It isn't for you to distribute. Either you want it or you don't. Oh, no, no. We know somebody who does. That's not what this is about. It will stay in my house. They're off. They're off the getting stuff.
They can have
train.
It for $200.
No,
your kid, your grandkid.
Can't have it at all. It's mine.
The version of...
Hold on. Hey, Daddy, these giant feet are going to kick you in the nuts. Español, por favor. Hola, papi. Estos pies gigantes te patarán en los nueces.
She speaks Spanish before she kicks you in the balls.
That sounds cute.
That's funny.
Hilarious.
The version of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory with Gene Wilder was kind of a bomb in the box office.
The good one.
Yeah. It cost $3 million to make, and they made $4 million in 1971 when it came out.
Barely made
but
it.
But now it's...
Oh, it's...
Banana slugs have bigger junk than humans. Banana slugs are about 6 to 8 inches long. Believe it or not, when they get engorged, their junk is about 6 to 8 inches long.
Same as us. Well, the lucky ones. Sorry, 5 and below. It's not my problem.
In India, they're sending nurses around door-to-door finding people to vaccinate. And
I'm sorry. I just got sent a picture of a skyscraper and said, look, I just found a glass slipper for Kirby. Oh, Jeff Brown, I'm sorry. Brady, this news thing is just lost in your daughter's giant, never-ending feet.
Well, evidently some nurses stumbled upon this lady that could be the world's oldest human being, 124 years old.
Oh, my God.
They have to verify it.
The carbon datum.
But they had no idea that the current record holder is 122 years old.
Oh, that's a record I never even want to come close to. I barely want to get to half of that.
I'm not questioning it. I think she fits the mold pretty
good. Oh, my God. She's been dead for years.
And she's not going to last long. They're jabbing her right now.
Just to test her while she's alive so she can hold the record. Wow. Time has not been kind, but I guess I don't know what 124 years is supposed to look like.
Yeah.
Not good. It's supposed to make you do that.
Yeah.
Someone looked through Google Trends to find the type of dog each state Googled the most in the past year. It's a pretty diverse list. Arizona. Pug.
We're looking up pugs, huh?
Yeah.
It's great to bring a pug into Arizona. It's so hot here, and they have such an easy way of breathing.
Montana, English Springer Spaniel.
Yeah, hunting dog.
Ohio Bulldog.
Indiana's got to be German Shepherd to smell out all the meth.
Let's see where. Indiana Boxer.
Hmm. Illinois.
Bulldog. Wyoming Australian Shepherd.
We don't need to know all of them.
Yeah. West Virginia. What would your guess be?
Coonhound.
Bloodhound.
Coyote.
Yeah. Coyote?
No.
It's that
German Shepherd.
Oh. I'd have thought like something for
Yeah, like a blue tick.
Raccoons or...
Catahoula.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's anything like that on the list.
German Shorthair is too classy for that, but they're good. That's what Dan and Little Ann were. Where the red fern grows.
Oregon. Pembroke Welsh Corgi.
Great little dog. Sideways feet.
Some guy in South Korea. He's a designer. He built a third eye that you stick on your forehead to prevent you from bumping into stuff while you're walking around texting.
What does that mean? You can't use it. It warns you?
Put it on your forehead like a little unicorn, or it's an eye.
Tie it to your phone.
Yeah, it'll alert you.
That you're about to walk into a fountain.
Yeah, into the fountain.
You know what's really good for that, by the way? Your own eyes.
Yeah, paying attention.
You're paying attention, looking up every once in a while.
Not sure if he's ready to take it to the marketplace or not.
This guy looks like a jerk off on
you. I'm with Brett. Just that photo alone. This idiot's like, God, if it wasn't for having to look up, I could stare at my phone all day. I need to invent something that makes it so I don't run into things. Oh, it's called looking up. You came with it. It's a standard package.
Some guy in Michigan won the scratch-off lottery. He had a ticket that won $1 million, and he got so excited that he drove away from the Speedway gas station with the pump still into the car. So he's spending a little bit of the winnings already. Ripped it off the pump.
Sorry, we're laughing at Dave Eggleston has already made you and Kirby – in a photo, and it's Wallace Shawn and from Princess Bride and Andre the Giant. Only they just replaced heads.
Well, did you see the family reunion one a little bit earlier?
Oh, no. I got to get on this.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one I saw. I did see that one.
Right. Sorry, Brady. Nobody's really paying attention in the building to your – all the pictures are coming in.
Let's get to some radio videos.
Bigfoot and Buns.
They got the ice cream, too.
Where is this guy getting pictures of your parent?
His IG. His
off your Instagram?
Yeah.
Maybe Dave's the one that took over your old Instagram.
Oh, look, you're carrying Brady, too.
Yeah,
look at that.
I'm holding Brady.
Like the selfie.
And then Kirby is just Harry and the Hendersons with ice cream.
All right, I'm going to post that one to our Instagram.
You're in so much trouble. It is. It's not even funny, the pain you're going to feel. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to go, well, John's a jerk because he just nagged it on. And you can put it on me. I'm fine with that. But you know you're in so much trouble.
I've got nothing to do with this.
You are in so much trouble. Kirby Derbs, I haven't even seen you. I don't even know. He's the one telling me. But when daddy calls his daughter El Gigante, it's fair game. I had a friend named Jay who dated a giant girl, and we called her El Gigante, and he caught wind of it. And then he started to call her El Gigante, and then she was okay with it because she's like 6'4", big woman. She used to play basketball with us. She was terrible at it, but she owned the middle. She was Boban, just a beast. El Gigante. And she was all right with it. Jay was black, and she was a white blonde woman. So it was basically like
I got you.
Pretty much always works.
What he was going to have no matter what. We just hadn't seen it yet as 20-year-olds.
We've got some drunk people, some girls getting hurt. Let's start off with the in the car, Toledo, drunk people.
Well, she's not drunk. She's just on that page.
Oh, okay. I thought she was kind of high.
There's a girl in a car.
Yeah, I guess.
The guy with a tattoo of me and Marlon Brando. Oh, she's in a car wash with her window open. What language is that?
I know. So that's why they put it under
the solid tap. He rolled her window down because she's not paying attention. Oh, I see. That's pretty good. So dude on the other side.
Yeah.
Like she's not paying any attention in the car wash.
Is that Italian, Brett?
I don't know. It's a solid tattoo, though. Look at that.
Yeah, the Marlon Brando one. They're Italian. He's got a godfather on his forearm.
I don't think anybody can understand what language that is.
I know they're Italian because she balled up her fists and started to hit him. Yep. Her first reaction wasn't to talk it out.
The next one, some summer vacations
and
are
coming
up. And
he's Italian because he had his back turned to her immediately, knowing she's going to punch
him. Yeah,
I'm not going to get wet.
Yeah. Here we go. What do we got?
A little summer vacation coming up. Girls wakeboarding.
Okay.
Catching a nice little wave.
And this is girls getting hurt, so this is going to be a solid.
It's a good fun one.
It's not as solid as others have been on this.
No, it's a quick one. It's the
wakeboarding is usually pretty good. If Toledo could load it.
Come on.
It's fighting.
It's slow. And there we go.
There we go. Complete face plant.
She just fell down.
The sand comes up over cover.
Brady just liked that because it's hot girl and a bikini falling.
I did. Oh, that was a good part. That was the best part of the video.
The best part is her being
That's
on
why
the...
it made the cut.
Right. It's pretty hot. Brady could jerk to that. We couldn't. We're more advanced, but that's Brady's jerk material.
College World Series are going on in baseball.
Yeah.
This is the TCU team. The bullpen does a celebration when their player hits it out.
One out, get out. Off the bat of Hunter Wolf.
And they said two RBI choreographed dance.
Yeah.
One out.
Cubs started that a few years ago in their bullpen.
They did.
Dance for home runs. That's pretty good, though. $55,000 a year for that place.
Another girl's getting hurt, weightlifting, wants to do a little leg press, I believe. Or actually, it's a core, to work on the core.
She's doing a little leg curl.
Yeah, the body lift, baby. You put the
that. Oh, nope. She's going to do a little. She's going to do reverse sit-ups.
She had her legs right at first, and then she moved them. Yeah.
She's too big for reverse sit-ups. Her trainer needs to tell her she's not ready. She's not ready for reverse sit-ups. It's called inertia, and she's going to lose to it a lot.
Yeah, you're good. Go ahead.
She's not smart.
She would. How many times does this happen at every gym every day? Something like this happens.
Big girl face plants trying to do. You know what? Not that often.
every day.
Because big girls aren't at gyms really doing. She's serious. I'm going to give it to her. She's actually serious with. She's trying to strengthen her back.
This is the next YouTube boxing exhibition challenge. They're selling it here.
It's a girl fighting a boy.
Yeah.
Boxing. She's shoe shining his nuts. Oh, she's shoe shining his nuts and then took him down.
What the hell is wrong with him?
Already better than the $45 you spent on the Logan Paul Mayweather fight. Man. Look at that. Just shining him. What is that, 20 shots to the balls?
At least.
Oh.
That guy's an asshole just sitting there and like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah,
take a speed bag.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We're at least at 20 before he drops. And I mean, those are straight shots to the balls. I don't even know why he went in full gear, but idiot. I like that. Sometimes I lift the arms up. And be the heavy bag. Megan will work. If she ever hit me in the nuts, she's getting punched back. It's the only time domestic violence is acceptable, and a woman goes to the pills. It's never okay to hit a woman. Put an asterisk next to that. If she goes after the nuts, you got to defend those.
Kill 100%.
Her. And I'm not saying full-out punch. Maybe like a whack-a-mole bonk to the head, a little hammer fist to the top of her melon. But if she's got the courage to go nuts, she can take the shot.
And doesn't have dinner ready.
No. That's the Italian. Okay, okay. We're in America. If we were in Italy, you'd be right. But we're in the States.
Sounds like stripes. Oh, it is. If I was on the top bunk.
You're on the top bunk. We're in the States now. If you were in Italy, 100%. Better have dinner ready. Because that is a kick to the nuts to an Italian.
I paint houses, Brady. I make blueberry farms.
Thanks, Rusty.
It's 8:12.
Wait a minute. Don't forget. We got a Boss KUPD sighting here, too.
This was Brady on the road.
Yep. Yes.
All the cicadas.
This is Brady filming bugs.
This is on Brett's.
Oh, sorry. It started again.
The 17-year cicadas hatching. Look at the carcasses. Take in the sounds. Invasion. Bell Fountain, Ohio.
Dumb
Unbelievable.
Fountain.
Exciting, riveting. Enjoy your wild cicada America.
Wow, Brady.
What?
It's worse. It's the worst one.
Spectacular.
Do you hear the people in the background
talking?
I got
a call from David Attenborough.
Oof, yeah, you did. Please stop it. You're ruining wildlife.
That's called cease and desist.
That's a C&D. You're right. It's not Attenborough's, his lawyers.
I know you're going to love hearing this because my voice is spectacular, but please knock it off. You're an absolute embarrassment to wildlife.
It's 8:13. We're going to give you that word. You can text over and try to get yourself qualified for the man cave upgrade. Only a few more chances left. Why don't we just do the word we were talking about before?
All right.
What was it?
Hydroponic.
Hydroponic. Because Brady learned that his uncle tried to tell
him.
That's
just for all the blueberries that you're growing.
Right. You got a hydroponic.
Farming.
The world needs blueberries. Yes, it is. That's why he did it. Told you all about his drug trade. Then he said, I'm into hydroponics.
For blueberries.
Still didn't buy it. Hydroponic is today's word. 97936. Text away. And you might qualify today to win yourself a $50 gift card to Von Hansen's Meat and Spirits and tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco and get qualified for the Man Cave upgrade. Do it now. Hydroponic 97936. Good luck. There goes your Brady Report.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meat, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.